This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The college graduating class of 2008 celebrates its 10th reunion this year, although celebrates really might not be exactly the right word because the people graduating into the American workforce 10 years ago came face to face with the worst labor market in this country in a generation. Our project about the financial crisis and the recession that followed and how it changed this country and this economy is called Divided Decade. Today, Marketplace's Scott Tong checks in with that class of 2008, their economic lives this past decade, and how they are moving forward.
Congratulations.
College students who graduate into a recession fall into a deep job market hole. You can read the literature, or you can hear it from members of the class of 2008 at the University of Central Arkansas.
Gosh, I've worked so hard, but I just can't get anything. I remember that being kind of a kick in the teeth.
Coming into a job, if it's 30, 40, maybe 50% less than what some people are saying they expect, that can be an ego blow.
We all feel a little bit like we were lied to.
Studies suggest that recession graduates like Lena Harrison, Paul Kroger, and Candace Hoke Kennedy, they tend to fall behind their non-recession friends in terms of salary, and they don't catch up for 10, even 20 years. But there is evidence of two ways to catch up faster and erase this gap. So if you're taking notes, strategy one, move around early in your career. Philip Oreopoulos studies all this at the University of Toronto, and that's the advice he gave his grim-faced students in the dark days of 2008.
Stay flexible and be willing to consider other types of jobs or industries you may not have thought of previously. This catch-up process can take 3, 4, 5 years.
Which is much faster than the 10 or 20 years that most studies have found. 08 graduate Paul Kroger moved around. He majored in communications and film and jokes that he left college with a double BA in BS. Kroger says he realized in college that making movies wasn't for him. He wanted a more 9-to-5 job. So he started at a telecom company near the bottom, and he moved 5 times in 6 years.
So we were in Little Rock twice. We were in Charlotte, North Carolina once. We were in Des Moines, Iowa, and we were in Cedar Rapids, kind of second-tier cities, and wasn't a whole lot of flash. But there were really good professional development opportunities.
Ate a lot of peanut butter, he says. As he moved around, his salary zoomed up. And today, he owns a kitchen remodeling company in Little Rock.
The people that I've met who are successful never really rest. They never really sit back. They never really reflect too much on previous success because they're always looking for the next opportunity.
On the other hand, studies find that those who stay where they are and let inertia set in, well, they tend to remain in underpaying jobs. Okay, strategy two to dig out of a soft job market is to sit it out and go back to school. Again, economist Philip Oreopoulos.
Upgrading one's skills might be a good idea and a way to press pause and avoid having to enter the labor market in worse conditions.
That is the story of University of Central Arkansas 08 graduate Lena Harrison. She studied art history and could not find a paying job in her field or a master's program in her field that would take her. So she studied for a master's in something else, teaching high school.
I hated it. It was just miserable. High schoolers are kind of intimidating people.
So back to school she went, for 2 more years to be an elementary teacher in Fayetteville, Arkansas, which she loves. It did come at a price. Harrison borrowed for that second master's degree. Her husband delayed his college education because of money, and they each worked 3 jobs to get by. They never had a honeymoon. A couple years ago, Harrison turned 30, and she looked up the average net worth of people her age.
I want to say it was like $10,000 or $12,000, and my net worth is negative. Which, you know, was a little depressing on my 30th birthday that I'm worth a negative amount of money.
In the end, moving around and doing more school didn't just help Harrison recover. She says it made her more resilient. She's always got a career plan B and C, D, and E.
I always keep about 5 different plans for my future in mind and kind of simultaneously try to work towards all of them just in case one of them exists and the other does not.
Her classmate Paul Kroger says the job market drought taught him soft skills, that is, thinking critically to solve a problem and knowing his limits.
I think learning how to ask the right question starts with recognition that I don't know and then asking what is the right question.
Sounds simple, but he thinks new grads today may not have it. In general, they don't have the recession scars that he wears.
What's the hardest thing you've ever done? I ask that in interviews almost every time. What I hear from people, I'd say under the age of 30, oftentimes is mowing a yard, doing the dishes. Adversity is where skills are born.
To be sure, these 2008 graduates didn't ask for the recession adversity that they faced. They paid a price of unlucky timing. But in some cases, they emerged stronger. In Little Rock, Arkansas, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.